The Evangelical Lutheran Church of Ghana has ordained 13 new pastors. They are expected to follow up on the duties and responsibilities of the leadership of the church and be caretakers to people, especially the poor and needy in society, by showing love and support to them in any form. Speaking at the ordination of the pastors in Accra, Reverend Dr. George Black of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in the U.S. said it is unfortunate that the church nowadays looks on and does not pay any particular attention to the less privileged in society. He has therefore asked the church to extend a helping hand not only to the poor and needy within the confines of the Christian faith, but to those in the secular world. Baba Otu and Yusuf Isahak have filed this report for Radio Ghana.
The 13 pastors about 6 years ago were sent to the Evangelical Lutheran Church Seminary in Accra to receive training in theology. The pastors studied courses such as history, English, literature, religious studies, philosophy and ethics in theology. Reverend Dr. George Black said the time has come for pastors and the church to offer more to the world other than just preaching the gospel.
Free people today, do you know that there are thousands, billions of people living on the earth who are still enslaved, and many of these people enslaved are living in Ghana and in the United States. I am not referring to political or economic slavery. I am speaking of people who are slaves to sin. And we see signs of this enslavement all around us. We see it in the deception and the lying, the stealing, the violence, the addiction, the abuses of wives and children are few. Now, my friends, I speak to all of us here, but I say that you and I have heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of what he has done for us on the cross, in the empty tomb, and in his ascension. Jesus died for you. Jesus rose for you. Never, ever be ashamed to live and to share the gospel with others.
The president of the Lutheran Church of Ghana, Reverend Dr. Paul Kofifin, who administered the ordination vows, cautioned the newly ordained pastors to eschew acts that have the potential to put the office of the Holy Spirit into disrepute.
Listen to what the word of God says concerning the institution of the office of the body minister. It is so important that we pay attention to this, because the institution of the office of the Holy Spirit, it is not the work of the bishop, it's not the work of the council, of the church, or anyone. It is God himself who has established this office of the body minister. It is so important, and the Lord knows the importance of it, and that is why we call special people like you to be ordained and to carry out the word of Santa to everyone, to the poor. So it is very, very, very important.
The newly ordained pastors who graduated with diploma in theology were each presented with Bibles, swords, a cross, and a certificate of ordination. Some of them shared their joy with Radio Ghana.
I'm very excited. It's changed my life, and that's thrown a challenge to me that I should also go out and share the gospel as the Lord has commanded us. He said that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We know that there are a lot of changes going on these days, and we pray that the Lord himself will help us to come out with the truth so that the whole world may know the actual teachings of the Bible.
I feel very honored to be called into the holy ministry, but I say it is a challenging ministry, that as you are entering into it, you need to be very careful. One, your conduct, and two, what do you say?
Some newly ordained pastors of the Evangelical Lutheran Church sharing their day with Radio Ghana.